Back at New Munich, Region 15 seat baseball coverage. We got Don Iden with the starting lineup for Meyer Grove.
All right, thank you, Randy. Meyer Grove, the visitors on the scoreboard today, will be leading off with Tanner Klopot playing second base. Batting second, playing third base, will be Jordan Klopot. Batting third, the right fielder, Colton Meyer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Andrew Welly. Batting fifth, first baseman, Drake Meyer. Batting sixth, the catcher, Alex Welly. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jaron Klopot. Batting eighth, playing center field, Anthony Welly. The designated hitter today, batting for Matt Emdick, who will be doing the pitching today, will be Kurt Marthaler.
As at the plate, Tanner Klopot, he's got a count of 0-2, has followed a couple off from Richmond Royal pitcher Alex Buddy. Let's set the Royals up for you defensively. Over at third, it's Kyle Buddy. At short, Adam Bacchus. At second base, Brent Rugemer. And at first base, Corey Niemann. In left field, Scott Rugemer. Center field, it's Dusty Adams. On the right field, Connor Doles. And behind the plate, Cole Schmitz on the mound. Right-hander, Alex Buddy. There's a ball from Buddy and the count, 1-2. Buddy ended up last weekend getting a cut lip, I believe, in the Richmond-St. Martin game as Klopot follows it off again, and the count stays 1-2.
It was a diving play, I believe, at what?
At home plate.
Right. I think he got a little foot up in the air, and I imagine he ran into it with his face, and that's not a good thing.
Again, if you are listening to our broadcast, we don't care where you're listening from. Just give me a text this morning at 320-248-1602. We'd like to hear from you all over the country. There's the big curveball by Alex Buddy, and Klopot team do it. It was fooled by the breaking ball of Alex Buddy.
Some change speeds on that breaking ball, big time, didn't he? Alex Buddy did. Throws a pretty good fastball, and with a change up curveball like that, you get your hitters expecting something a little bit quicker than that.
Here comes Jordan Klopot to the plate, and the first pitch ball, 1-0. Great field here at New Munich, Don. They have it in prime shape for the Region 15-seat tournament.
I tell you, it's a big park, Randy. 365 to the straight center field, 331 down the line. So it takes a pretty good poke to get one out of here.
Yes, it does. There's a called strike to Jordan Klopot on the inside corner, the third baseman for the Grovers. Breaking ball, follow tipped at the plate, and the count 1-2.
Kind of look at the wind is blowing pretty much straight out. A little bit right center field here right now.
Tony Cummett behind the plate. Steve Hennen on the base paths today, the umpires, as Buddy delivers, and Klopot will follow this one back and out of play as that one lands over by the seating area. I think there's a beverage area over there. They got a nice big food stand here at New Munich's Baseball Park, home of the Silver Streaks. Alex Buddy looks down to Cole Schmitz for the sign. The 1-2 offering just inside a ball in 2-2.
Just bringing it up because of the dead ball rule last night in farming.
Yeah.
Today, if you hit a dead ball, it's going to go a long, long way.
A cemetery for the community out in straightaway center field, but well beyond the home run fence. The 2-2. Klopot ground ball to short. Charged by Bacchus. He'll pick it up, throw it a knee wind at first. And a 6-3 put out of Jordan Klopot. Two down.
Look at Stretch over there. That's his nickname, playing first base for the Richmond Royals. I tell you what, Randy, I played a lot of short in my life and always had like Fred Magadan's, Freddie Magadan's playing. He was about 6'5". I'll tell you, it's always nice to have a target like that to throw to. So you don't feel so bad if you throw one a little higher. You know they're going to get it.
Here's a shot up the middle by Colton Meyer. He takes the first pitch from Buddy, and he gets the game's first hit with a sharp single to center field. Again, these games will all be archived on our website at mychasm.com beginning at some point next week. So all games are being recorded this afternoon and tomorrow. We recorded last night's game. So all these games will be archived on our KASM website. Brad this morning is recording that game back at our studios, as we will throughout the day. Coming to the plate, Andrew Welly, and he hits a one-hopper to third. Kyle Buddy up with it across the diamond to gift the speedy Welly. 5-3 of a put on, and that'll do it for the Grovers in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Half an inning, it's Meyer Grove nothing. A Richmond coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KASS.
For all your concrete, see the folks at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Their concrete plants are located in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Concrete for farm, home, and business, you can depend on them to get the job done. From concrete bunks, a concrete home, and everything in between, no job is too big or small. They can do the job for you. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. For all your concrete, it's Worms, Lumber, and Ready Mix. Wishing all the best to all area teams. Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Trapper's Pub and Grub Grill opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Stop by for the nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Tuesday nights, it's all-you-can-eat tacos. Wednesday, it's burgers and fries. And Thursday's chicken and ribs just can't be beat. Friday, it's all-you-can-eat fish and $5 for a pound of wings. And Saturday, from 5 until 10, single-topping pizzas just $7.50. Find us on Facebook for specials or trapperspubgrub.com.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
No score after half an inning of play. Don Heinen has the Richmond Royal lineup for us.
Okay, leading off and doing the pitching today will be Alex Buddy, batting second, playing shortstop Adam Buckus. Batting third, playing center field, Dusty Adams. Batting fourth, playing left field, Scott Rigamer. Batting fifth, catcher, Cole Schmitz. Batting sixth, the designated hitter today will be Dan Hampson. Batting seventh, playing right field, Connor Doles. Batting eighth, first baseman, Corey Niewan. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Kyle Buddy. And playing second base today will be Brett Rigamer.
Very good. Alex Buddy up at the plate. And the first pitch from the veteran Matt Imdick of all 1-0. Matt, a right-hander. He will work the corners. He'll move that ball all around. There's a strike called and 1-1.
He's got a deceiving fastball here, Randy. I've watched Matt over the years.
There's a breaking ball strike in 1-2.
Throws a good curveball, but his fastball comes.
Yep, it's moving. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch and a swing and a miss. Buddy out on strikes.
So Buddy's getting a little taste of what he did to their leadoff hitter there in the first inning with that breaking ball. Slowed her down, changed speeds well.
Matt Imdick making quick work of Alex Buddy here in the first inning and to bring Adam Bacchus to the plate.
Kind of look like a balloon coming in there, doesn't it? When it's kind of floating and it keeps breaking away from you, and you say, oh my, what should I do?
Adam Bacchus takes a strike called on the outside corner and 0-1. Bacchus, the Royal shortstop, he has pitched somewhat over the years. I think as he has gone on in his career, has pitched less. 1-1 the call or the count as Bacchus takes a strike on the inside corner and the pitch from Matt Imdick high for a ball at 2-1.
Next one. Ended up with quite a few pitching people here now on their team as in the last couple of years. And kind of
Bacchus will pop this one up in the infield over at third base. Jordan Klopak will make the catch for the out.
That's always nice if you can keep a shortstop like Adam Bacchus over at shortstop because he's an excellent shortstop.
Yeah.
You don't want to be – he can help at switching players around too often.
Exactly. And your shortstop is kind of the catalyst
in
the infield. Here comes Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty, a left-handed hitter, drills it to short, bobbled once, and will the Grovers get Adams? Yep, they do.
Yeah.
As picking it up and firing it is Jaron Klopak across the diamond. 6-3 on the put out of Dusty, and that'll do it for Richmond in the first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. One in the books. It's Meyer Grove, nothing in Richmond, nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in a minute here on KESN.
For the best eating in New Munich, it's Shady's Bar and Grill. Stop in this weekend and check out their new updated menu with lots of new selections to choose from. Mark your calendars for the pork chop and sweet corn dinner served with baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner rolls Wednesday, August 16th, serving from 5 till 8. Wishing all the teams the best from Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich.
North American State Bank, your reliable community bank with offices in Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, supports the hometown teams. When you need a loan for agriculture, business, home, recreation, or a vehicle, you'll want to stop in and talk to one of their professional lenders. Also ask about a checking or savings account, credit and debit cards, IRAs, health savings accounts, and online banking. North American State Bank, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show on KASM Sunday nights at 7 p.m.
Live Radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
It's Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Brad Melke producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany as we head to the top of the second inning. It'll be Drake Meyer, Alex Welly, and Jaron Klopach facing Alex Buddy in the first pitch. A called strike from Buddy and 0-1 to Drake Meyer. He is the first baseman for the Grovers, a right-handed hitter. He is way up in the box close to home plate as he swings and misses strike two, 0-2 the count.
All right-handed hitter, isn't he, Drake Meyer? I said Meyer Girls got a fairly young team managed by a couple of veterans, Doug and Kurt Meyer.
Here is a shot by Drake Meyer right up the middle. A base hit for Drake. Of course, Drake, part of that state championship Melrose basketball team a couple years back, so he played on that team, very athletic. Drake and Colton, they're twins.
Oh, really?
They don't look like it. They're not identical twins, but they are twins, so they know that. The second hit, the Meyer boys with twins, with hits, I mean, and that'll bring Alex Welly to the plate. We've got listeners in Roscoe this morning. Dale saying hi to us, and he's wishing all the teams good luck from Roscoe. Again, if you want to text me where you're listening to us from today, please do so at 320-248-1602. I welcome your text messages. Give us an idea. Last night we had people in Alaska, San Diego, and Manhattan, Kansas, and Luxembourg, and Richmond last night, so they were listening all over.
Painesville was there.
Yes.
Kept coming, didn't they?
Alex Welly takes low for a ball in the count 1-1. And, of course, we have the celebrity team, Jerry Schaefer and Steve Reberman. They are manning the scoreboard and the PA today, and they have been drafted from St. Martin. So they are here today helping out with the regional tournament.
That is the A-team.
Yeah, that is the A-team. Rumor has it Steve Reberman was on the Munich roster back in the early 70s. I don't have his career average or anything like that, but there was none. Okay.
I must have been really young at that time.
He was on the team. Alex Welly, the catcher for the Grovers at the plate. Count two balls, two strikes as Drake Meyer, with that leadoff single here in the second, takes his lead over at first, being held there by Niewind.
We're saying we weren't very old in that time, were we, Randy?
No, I was barely born.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And it's fouled back and out of play. And the count at 2-2.
Rabby's pointing at me. He says, I don't think so.
Two balls, two strikes. We have fun with the guys, but they're here because they love baseball just like we do, and that's what's cool. Here's a line drive to second. Glove by Rudimer. Throw back to first. A double play. Drake Meyer took that 1-2 step after the line drive, and then he just could not get back in time.
You can't get your momentum stopped and get back in time. And it was kind of a soft line drive, but he's in it towards right field and right to Brett Rudimer.
So a double play. Lining out is Alex Welly for the first out, and then they double him up for three on the put out of Drake Meyer, so two outs. And here's Jaron Klopach.
So big for a pitcher like Alex Buddy right now, too. He goes back in the windup again. Now he gets that double play as a friend of any pitcher.
And Jaron Klopach laces this to center field. Dusty Adams coming in will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Grovers in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. After one and a half, Meyer drove nothing and Richmond nothing. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute.
Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Wishing the best to the Meyer Grove Grovers and all area teams. It's the place to fill up with gasoline, your hometown Scenic store, locally owned with a long tradition of serving the community. They sell a high-quality gasoline and diesel fuel that you can depend on. Stop at QPC Store to fill your vehicle up. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 987-3297.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in the Region 15 Seed Tournament this year from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
To the bottom of the second inning we go. Scott Rugemer, Cole Schmidt, Dan Hansen batting for the Richmond Royals. No score if you're just joining us. Matt Imdick on the mound for Meyer Grove Delirs, and Rugemer can't hold up on that swing and rolled a strike, 0-1.
Our statistician just brought us a quote here that's the fifth double play already of this regional tournament. Well, maybe one by El Rosa, three by Regal.
Maybe those double plays will outnumber the hit batters this year.
Maybe,
right?
Maybe they will.
Yeah. There's a pitch in the dirt from Matt Imdick, and they count 1-1.
44 hit batters last year in that regional tournament. That's a lot of black and blue marks.
Rugemer will pop this one up in the infield. Drake Meyer, he's backpedaling at first. And in shallow right field, Drake makes the catch for the out. So one down. Hey, we got a listener in Arizona this morning, Justin Dahls. Justin, son of Dave and Bonnie Dahls from Richmond. Justin lives down in Arizona, listening to us as he's driving in his car, he said, and he wants to give a big shout-out to his family. His cousin Connor Dahls is in the lineup today. So there's a shot by Cole Schmidt to third. One hop play and over to first. 5-3 on the putout. Nice scoop over there by Jordan Klopak.
Sounded good off the bat into that, but Cole Schmidt is back. But one hopper to the third baseman and brings up Dan Hansen, the designated hitter today. He also did some pitching, so does a little bit here and there, spot pitching, I believe, and starts a game here and there, and I think he did one this year, didn't he?
He did, and Dan played for quite a few years over in Eaton Valley, I believe.
Yes, so got some good power. Played first base, I seen him in.
Hansen bloops this one to shallow right field, and that's going to fall in front of a right fielder, Colton Meyer, and the Royals get their first hit today. I'll bring up Connor Dahls. Just a little inside information on Connor. He's worked himself into the lineup. His dad, of course, part of the Dahls family that does all that great food preparation. But Connor's got a couple other hits this year. He's taken out a couple deer already this year. So, unfortunately for
that
Connor in his car, but yeah. First pitch bouncing in the dirt from Matt Imdick, 1-0. As Dahls drives this one to left field, back by the fence, and making the catch out there is Andrew Welly. As Dahls gave that one a ride, and that will do it for the Royals here in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We play two. Richmond and Meyer Grove are scoreless. We're back in a minute on KFM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
It's the favorite every year, the annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. Feast on juicy grilled pork chops and baked pork chops along with sweet corn and all the fixings. And don't forget about homemade breads and the full salad bar. Don't miss it. The annual pork chop and sweet corn feed at the Greenwald Pub Tuesday, August 8th, serving from 5 until 9:30. You won't want to miss this one.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Back in New Munich, Region 15 C baseball, we head to the top of the third inning. Yeah, fans in the stands, if you're wondering where your family members are, they're probably here at New Munich today. I see Cheryl Ottman is here. Cheryl is in the stands along with Buddy Beyer. Yeah, Patty, Buddy's over here today. Imagine that. We have Dr. Keith in the stands today. And Ernie Dold, he brought Billy Style to come and watch a little Region 15 C baseball action. So Billy is hanging out with Ernie Dold today here at New Munich for region action. Anthony Welly leads off the third, tries to drag a bunt down the third baseline. And again, Don, we're looking at grass baselines again. So that ball kind of stops real nice on the grass instead of rolling on those dirt baselines.
This park has come a long way from the time I started playing here with the kind of like a gravelly infield that we played on.
Right.
Well, there was no such thing as grass back in them days, and I think Steve Reverman can even attest for that because it was pretty dry up in this area and it was hard to play on.
As Welly laces this to right center field, that'll drop in for a base hit. Dusty Adams comes over and Anthony Welly leads off the third with a base hit. For the Grovers, their third hit. And this Meyer Grove team can hit. They put a lot of runs on the board.
They're a team that likes to manufacture runs. They got speed. They know how to bunt. I've seen that over the years. They are good bunters.
Bring Kurt Marthaler, the DH, to the plate. He's the number 9 hitter. Kurt looks to bunt and just chops it foul at the plate.
As I say that, he bunts at a bad pitch. So.
But oftentimes when you got your DH in the lineup, you got him in there because he's a fairly good hitter.
Right. You don't see it very often that you have a designated hitter batting 9th.
No,
they're there for a reason normally, so
I'm sure Kurt's got some good speed. It maybe acts like a leadoff hitter in the number 9
there
spot.
You go.
So.
Designated hitter, so.
Marthaler up on the plate, shows bunt again, pulls back, the pitch a little bit inside, and the count at 1-1, 1-1. 1-1 the count.
Okay, sir, you'd like to punt it down the first baseline.
Well, he takes his lead at first. Marthaler pulls back on the pitch again as it's a little bit low and 2-1.
We actually seen, was it 1 or 2 picked off last night on the bunt, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, 2, I believe.
Thing is, you got to make sure that bunt gets laid down. You know, you get yourself caught up anticipating that it's going to get laid down, and sometimes it does not happen.
Here's the pitch to Marthaler. He'll put it down right back to Buddy. Buddy's going to underhand flip it to Brent Rudimer, who's now covering first base, and a 1-3 put out of Kurt Marthaler, who gets the sacrifice down.
Now, that's a picture-perfect sacrifice bunt, wasn't it? You get the pitcher to field it towards the line where he has to stop and throw to second if he wants to make an attempt, and he has no chance at second base.
So with one down, Anthony Welly now in scoring position out at second base, and it'll bring a leadoff hitter, Tanner Klopach, to the plate. And the big breaking ball to Tanner finishes a little high, and 1-0. Kind of a hazy sunshine this morning here in New Munich. Have a breeze that looks like blowing from right to left. More of a southeast wind. And Buddy delivers low for a ball and 2-0.
Seemed like earlier it was blowing more towards right center field. Now it's kind of switched a little bit.
I know they're talking some rain maybe later on in the day, and with rain you usually get that east-northeast wind. So we'll see. Kind of watch the flag. I guess we'll know how the weather's doing by looking at the flag.
And how your knees are doing.
And how my knees are doing.
There you go.
There's a strike call to Tanner Klopach and the count at 2-1.
You start stumbling around up here that we know there's rain coming, right?
2 balls, 1 strike. Pitch low from Buddy and out 2-2. Jordan Klopach waits on deck. Three balls, one strike. I know I see the players, too, Don. We were talking about there's some gnats out here, and they're waving their hands and hats every once in a while. Pitch is inside a ball, and Tanner Klopach will walk here to put runners at first and second for the Grovers.
We were talking to Lisa Sand here before the game, or before when we first got here, and she said the gnats were just terrible this morning. And
got out of the car over there, too. They were buzzing around their head pretty bad.
See, that's what happens when you get a little rain, right?
There's
other things we were missing out on.
Things start happening again.
I noticed, too, the flies are starting to hang around, too. Maybe that's a sign of some rain. Here's a pitch by Buddy, and Jordan Klopot follows this one back and out of play.
Meyer Grove, in the regular season, they lost to Richmond by a score of 10-6 during the regular season. So they're familiar with each other, play each other once during the year.
Buddy works from the stretch. A right-hander delivers, and there's a drive down the left field line in that corner, and this one will go foul and out of play. Boy, he turned on that pitch to Jordan Klopach, and then it kind of lost some gas. I thought maybe it would go farther. 331 down the left and right field lines. That takes a poke to get it out of this park.
I tell you, it looks massive, doesn't it?
It does.
You look at it out here, it's just wide open and a lot of area in the gap.
365 to straightaway center field. The 0-2 pitch and the drive to left field. This one is foul right by the pitching mound down the left field line. Or makes it bounces up next to the fence. Young baseball fan trying to get that ball. So 0-2 the count to number two hitter, Jordan Klopach. Over at second, Anthony Welly. At first, Tanner Klopach. And Buddy's pitch, that bounces in the dirt. Nice block there by Cole Schmitz. He kept that ball right in front of him. Reminder, we'll name your Albany A&W, Richmond A&W player of the game coming up this afternoon. That player receives a $10 certificate. They can redeem it either at Albany or Richmond A&W, and they get a chasm hat from the Chasm Farm Department at Joe Gill. Buddy's pitch, and again, Klopach way out in front of it as he fouls it down the left field line out of play. The count stays 1-2.
Player in the game last night was Pat Elias with the walk-off two-run homer that gave El Rosa a 3-2 victory over the Regal Eagles. Dramatic, wasn't it?
It was. It really was. It's inside a ball, and now 2-2.
But he's struggling a little bit with his control here right now. Relying a lot on his curveball today, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. The 2-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Changed speed, did Buddy.
Yes, he did.
And Klopach out on strikes. That'll be the second out of the inning.
Tough pitch to hit. He kept it on the inside corner and low, and it's a very good pitch.
All right, the right fielder, Colton Meyer.
Here's Colton Meyer. Colton 1-for-1 so far this morning, and Colton thrills it to short. Bacchus dives, makes the play, and can't get up, and now trying to score is Welly. Schmitz scoops it at home. They throw back to third, and Welly is in the hot box. And now Buddy's going to run him down the throw to third, and tagged out by Bacchus. Oh, my, a little razzle-dazzle by Adam Bacchus to first of all take a hit away from Colton Meyer. And that throws all the runners at third. But then Anthony Welly, he kept going at third, and they got him in a hot box.
Yeah, Buckus couldn't quite flip it to second base on that either. He didn't have enough time to get it out of his glove.
Wow.
He turned around, looked at third, and he thought, oh, boy, he's taken off. So
that will be the third out of the inning as Colton Meyer is safe on a fielder's choice. Actually, it'll be an infield hit by Colton Meyer,
right,
as then ruled out as trying to score will be Anthony Welly. So that play goes 6-2-5-1-6. Yeah, Buddy actually had the rundown too, so you bet. Whew. We're going to keep it right here, Don. Want to mention some others listening this morning. Kyle Leeser is listening over in Cold Spring this morning on his morning walk with his daughter, Presley. Kyle says it's Presley's first two region games. She listened last night, and she's listening today again with Kyle. So that's kind of cool. Thank you, Kyle. We'll see Kyle a little later on this afternoon for the Martins. So the summary in that inning is no runs on two hits. There were no errors, and two left on. So after 2.5. It's Dominic nothing and Richmond coming to bat. Here comes Corey Niewent. And Corey takes a strike call, 0-1. Boy, Bacchus has a nice, he definitely saved a run there by diving and coming up with that ball. Niewent, a ground ball to third, fielded cleanly there by Jordan Klopak across the diamond, and 5-3 on the put out of Niewent.
Actually got a bonus on that with the runners rounding third base big enough because he stops that ball up the middle and does prevents him from scoring, and tell you what, that's huge.
Thank you. There's a young Sandman bringing us water. Yes, here's Kyle Buddy, keeping us hydrated up here. They probably figured after all that talking on that last play, Don.
I better put some water in his mouth, huh?
That's right. Oh, yes. Here's Kyle Buddy taking ball two, 2-0. Kyle struggled early on the season and typically was the Royals' one or two hitter, giving that up to his brother Alex now. But Kyle has kind of solidified the bottom of that Richmond order, and his bat's starting to get hot again. The count 2-1 to Kyle. He has Matt Imdick, kicks and delivers. There's a strike called in 2-2.
Well, like you said, that ninth hitter once in a while leads off a lot of innings.
There's a ball, 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes. Matt Imdick's pitch, and Kyle Buddy follows this one back and out of play. Not far enough for Leo and Jolene at Leo's Auto Body and Glass. And farming. We'll find him a car truck a little later on, I'm sure.
We'll get you some more work tonight.
That's right. Well, we got people texting us from all over. We'll get you those responses here shortly. Goose Hadley, he's the brother of AJ and Austin, who play for El Rosa. Goose Hadley currently listening in Cold Spring this morning. Goose said, doing some Saturday chores. He's setting up the baby crib, getting ready for the baby room. The baby's due October 3rd.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Congratulations to Goose and Mama, as he's listening to baseball this morning. Kyle Buddy's going to draw a walk here, so he'll be on for the Royals, and it will bring up Alex Buddy, the top of the order. As Buddy takes a strike called, 0-1.
Kind of similar pitchers here, Alex Buddy and Matt Emdick here right now, if you really watch their deliveries. And the breaking ball looks very similar, though.
Quick throw by Imdick over to first. And the count at actually still to Alex Buddy at 0-1. My cousin Tim is listening this morning over in Cold Spring. He says he's listening, but he doesn't know if he's learning anything.
I hope that's directed at you.
I'm sure it is, probably. Yeah, I'm sure it is. So, yeah. Throw back to first and say the first is Buddy. Imdick comes home to count 1-1. Buddy goes kind of a delayed steal there, and it caught the catcher Alex Welly off guard a little bit as the ball popped out of his glove then as he was grabbing for it. So Kyle didn't go on first movement,
Don.
Just delayed a little bit, and sometimes that messes with a catcher.
Yes, it does.
He's in scoring position at second now. Alex Buddy draw ball to third. Kyle Buddy's going to go on the play. Quick throw to first, and he's safe at first.
Get him.
The shortstop, Jared Klopak, he glanced at Kyle Buddy cutting in front of him.
Yes, he did.
And he nonchalant is the throw over to first base.
I think his first instinct was to go to third, and then once he stopped.
Infield hit for Alex Buddy.
Yeah, I think he maybe would have had a play at third base. You know, he has a chance of it anyhow. Because once he made that turn towards third, he had no chance of getting Alex anymore.
Alex Buddy's going to go on the pitch, and no throw made to second as hanging on to the baseball is Alex Welly. So the Royals now with runners at second and third, one out. Matt Imdick comes home. The pitch is high for a ball, and 2-0 now. We have Johnny and Ben Leeser. They're listening from the Twin Cities. Johnny says coming in loud and clear. And what food has Donnie tested so far?
Thanks, Johnny.
count.
3-0 the count to Adam Backus. As Matt Imdick comes home, ball four. That's going to load him up for Dusty Adams. John, we'll put a list together for you. We'll give it to you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Kyle Buddy at third, Alex Buddy at second. Now Adam Backus at first and Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty, 0-for-1 so far today. Grounded to short in his first at bat. Again, a ground ball to short. Klopak flips to second for one. The relay to first. In time, a 6-4-3 double play. And laying out at second base now is Adam Backus. And I don't know if he got spiked or if he went in hard, but he's laying down right now on the ground. So what we'll do, we'll recap this one and come back for the Royals. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. We have played three innings. Richmond nothing and Meyer Grove nothing. More Region Baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams. Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever ketosis or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help to ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the fourth inning coming up. Adam Backus was able to get up on his own. Now, I don't know if he tweaked his knee a little bit or what, but he's taking some extra infield tosses here. Yeah, he's still trying to stretch that knee out.
He's put a little late, maybe into the bag and jammed it somewhat.
You get to be that age. I'm not saying Backus is old by any means, but those parts kind of wear out once in a while.
Thank you.
Lee Schlaper texting us this morning. He said he's on his way to LAX Airport. He said he can't wait to get back to the Region 15C tournament. Lee was out in San Diego last night.
Yeah, he's
listening to us there.
He probably had the jet land up here in Munich somewhere, so he gets to the regionals a little quicker.
So far, Meyer Grove, no runs, four hits, no errors. Richmond, no runs, two hits, and no errors. As we go to the top of the fourth inning, Andrew Welly will lead it off. He'll be followed by Drake Meyer and Alex Welly. Andrews so far today, 0-for-1. The first pitch from Alex Buddy is strike called, 0-1.
Well, it's one strike. Okay, I think we got Johnny Leeser's favorite food.
Oh, you do?
Yep, taco in a bag.
Oh, here's a ground ball to third. Kyle Buddy up with the two-hopper across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout of Andrew Welly.
Okay, I'm going to read you off, Johnny, what Randy usually eats at a game like this. They have chicken patties. He doesn't too fond of that, but he loves hamburgers, hot dogs, and I think he'll eat tacos in a bag and also nachos.
Whoa. Now, Donnie said, I don't know what John's talking about, Randy. You're the guy who eats all the time. But here's Drake Meyer. Drake 1-for-1 today.
I'm surprised I don't get more talking in here with your mouth full of food most of the time, but it's been working out.
You gotta train for eating food at the regions just like you do for broadcasting. You know, that's all that's doing.
There you go.
1-0 the count. Drake drills it to left field over Buddy's glove. That's a base hit. Picked up in the corner there by the Royal left fielder Scott Rugemer and Drake Meyer, 2-for-2 today.
Oh, he hit two balls on the button so far today, hasn't he, Drake Meyer? Good looking right-handed hitter.
Drake at first base. getting word that the Lake Henry Lakers are listening while they're taking batting practice this morning. That'll be our next game, New London Spicer and Lake Henry, right around 1:30 this afternoon. As Alex Wolpe is at the plate, the first pitch from Alex Buddy, a ball, 1-0. Drake Meyer, his lead at first. Alex Buddy's pitch, and a foul back and out of play. Ooh, there's a job for Leo's Autobody and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. As that just bounces off a car in row number one. One ball, one strike. You and Jolene, I hope you got white paint.
A lot of white ones out here. It is.
Pitch a little bit low to Alex Welly. And the count now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. No score if you're just joining us. We're in the top of the fourth inning. First ball game today here on KASM. Shot to left field, a solid single for Alex Welly. Brugmer picks it up again and back into the infield. And for the Grovers, their sixth hit off of Alex Buddy.
Base hit, base hit. Tell you what, these guys are scrappy.
Andy Bauer, acting as pitching coach for the Richmond Royals, will come out to the mound and have a word with Alex Buddy. As Bauer out with Cole Schmitz, Kyle Buddy, and Alex Buddy out on the mound. A reminder, too, your game being heard on KASM, 1150 AM. You can pick up our broadcast in FM at 107.7 FM. We're on there all day, all the time, 107.7. Cool signal to have. That goes about 30 miles diameter from the radio station in Albany that FM does. And then we're on 105.5 HD2. You can pick us up on our stream at mychasm.com or at TuneIn Radio. Jaron Klopach, the shortstop for the Grovers at the plate. The first pitch is the ball outside, and 1-0.
I don't know where Art Funk's cabin is, but they said they were up there last night listening until they got to their cabin, and all of a sudden their 107.7 did kind of cut out on them, so she didn't really know for sure either what happened.
Here's Klopach, a foul back and out of play.
I can see the danger zone here with a foul ball past this pole here.
Yeah. One ball, one strike, one out, two on.
Yeah. You're agile, right, Steve? Yep, I see that.
Here's Alex Buddy's pitch, and Jaron Klopach pulls that off his leg, and the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Diane Haskamp listening this morning, and she wants a taco in a bag already. Thinking lunchtime.
It does sound pretty good, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the text messages. Keep them coming. Where you're listening to us from, 320-248-1602. I haven't got my Twitter account set up yet. Kirby was going to help me a couple weeks ago, and we never got it done, so you can't tweet me yet. Here's a high hopper to D. Wendover at first, and his only play will be to run it to the bag. I don't know, did that come off a home plate or right in front of home plate? But that took like an artificial turf bounce just about. Unassisted put out. Two outs for Meyer Grove. On to third goes Drake Meyer. At second, Alex Wolf. And here's Anthony Welly, 1-for-1. Welly is today. The pitch low and outside of ball, 1-0.
Shelly Moore must be listening to us from Painesville this morning. She just had a text on my phone here, and I will have...
Uh-oh, there's a bounced pitch up to the plate. It gets by Cole Schmitz, and Drake Meyer has scored the game's first run on the wild pitch by Alex Buddy. On to third goes Alex Wolf, and the Grovers have drawn first blood here in game number one.